Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Say Yes to Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. I recently saw a picture of my maternal grandmother before her marriage. She married at age 19, and she and my grandfather had 16 children. They were very methodical, 8 boys and 8 girls. And what has come down in the family is that she was totally up to it. The girls are very interesting, but imagine, on top of 8 girls, 8 boys. And she was right in there. She was in the driver's seat. When I knew her, of course, they were all adults. And I remember her as very French, very gentle, quiet, humble. But in this photograph, she looks about 17 or 18. I could see the smarts and the strength and the assurance. I was amazed. I'm like, of course, she had to be this. Wouldn't you love to see a photograph of Mary? She must be the single most painted, sculptured female subject in the history of art, I'd be willing to bet. There's only one Mona Lisa. My point, though, is this. Mary had to be strong. She had to face prejudice. She's pregnant before marriage. She had to face a long, physically exhausting journey to Bethlehem on foot or on a donkey and pregnant, and then a longer one to Egypt and all the rest of the story. She was Joseph's partner and his equal. She listens to the message of the angel. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. She listens. She assesses it. And then she takes it on. She says yes. I think that what we should take away from this story is say yes, always. Say yes to whatever life throws at me. Say yes to life.